This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I read a headline that said Trump numbers dip as most Republicans say parties need a new face. So I ask you, the audience that listens to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, do you believe that? Let me know. 844-551-8255. I'm going to tell you something. I know propaganda when I read it. I know it when I see it. And that's propaganda. There was propaganda the other week that said Trump and DeSantis are after each other. Trump said to DeSantis is whatever, and they acted like he went after him, like he went after Jeb Bush. Nothing could be further from the truth. Trump might make a comment and say, you know, Ron could use a little bit of personality, blah, blah, blah. But other than that, he's got nothing but respect for the man. How could you not? So you get this propaganda machine. You want to know why it is in full swing, why it's working overtime, three shifts? And they're needing to build a new factory? It's because of the Democrats. Joe Biden, folks, screwed the pooch. By the way, this hour, I'm going to continue talking about unintended consequences. And this is another one. An unintended consequence of the big cheat. The theft of an election. The coup against Donald Trump. The unintended consequences. Which might be intended. Joe Biden made world news. I'm going to read something from the UK Telegraph. This is the beginning of it. Joe Biden's gaffe may have inadvertently revealed the truth about his Ukraine policy. Are you ready for the Ukraine policy? They say it was 28 minutes into Joe Biden's press conference when the gaffe came. And it was a jaw dropper. Especially if you were watching in Kyiv or the Kremlin. The U.S. president appeared to say that if Vladimir Putin were to only make a minor incursion into Ukraine, then Russia would not face devastating sanctions. So, I'm sure a lot of lefties out there are going, what's the big deal, man? I mean, what's the big, you know. Now, had Trump done this, they would be trying to invoke the 25th Amendment and impeach him. But it was stupid, crazy Uncle Joe, creepy, sleepy Joe, who said it. And essentially, he gave Russia permission to make a tiny excursion into Ukraine. You think China was on notice, maybe? Said, I wonder what Joe would say if we make a tiny excursion into Taiwan. See, folks, stolen elections have consequences. I've said this many times, I'll say it again until I can't say it anymore. When you bring somebody incompetent in and you steal an election and you rub it in our faces, you're still left with the aftermath. And the aftermath is Joe Biden has to perform. That's his major problem. He's got to perform. People are not going to just, what did they think was going to happen? He was going to coast through the problems that Donald Trump fixed and others that needed to be fixed still need to be fixed. He was making progress towards them. He didn't fix them. The one that he fixed was, okay, we're going to get rid of all the crap out of government. We're going to start bringing manufacturing back. And he started to fix it, but none of them got fixed. He needed more time and he deserved it. Unlike Barack Obama, he deserved it. But the powers that be said, nope, let's put in a rich, old, imbecilic, brain-dead, demented clown, and let's see how he does. Now, I could go, how's that working out for him? But we don't have to ask that question. Hey, I'll ask you this, lefties that listen to the program. Again, name me a policy that Joe Biden is doing that you can be proud of. We got new economic numbers. Anybody want to take a guess on how those numbers fared? Did they get better or did they get worse when they adjusted them? You already know the answer. They got worse because they're already reporting nonsense. Hey, let me ask you this. Omicron, do you want to follow the guidance of the administration and Dr. Fauci, the fraud, and all the people complicit, the vax Nazis, and I'll talk a little bit more about them in a bit. You want to follow their guidance, or do you want to look at the reality of what's happening with Omicron that I covered at an unintended consequence last hour, where we find out it's actually good for you. It's good that it's morphed into something else that the body can fight off, and natural immunity, blah, 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 blah. And oh, by the way, lockdowns didn't work. Vaccines don't work. Mask mandates don't work. None of it worked. It was all ruse, smoke and mirrors to panic you. And the bigger question you should be asking yourself is, why do these suckers want to panic you? Why are they always trying to scare you? Why is it always woe is me? Chicken, you know, little chicken, whatever his name is, the sky is falling. Chicken Little? Was it Chicken Little? They always want that. Let me ask you this. If you can't believe any of that, do you believe global climate farce? Do you believe that America's the most racist place on the planet? What else have they been selling you on that you can go, that's a lie too? Well, I'm going to go ahead and break it to you. All of it is lies. All lies. Joe Biden goes on TV, in a press conference rather, and he's losing it. He's obviously losing it. When we come back, I'll play the clip from CNN, and I'm only going to cover a couple things here because I want to get into what I think is a deeper discussion around some of the other topics. But CNN came on and went, what's this guy thinking? He's opened up a can of worms. Hey, CNN, are you really surprised? Lefties, I've warned you. I'm going to warn you again. It's bad for Joe Biden. You've seen a year of incompetence led by a guy who's obviously got a brain abnormality. You think it's going to get better? The guy will be 82 years old if he survives his presidency. If he survives this coup that got him into office, he will be 82 years old when he runs again. Now, I've already told you, he's not running again. And Democrats, you're welcome. You're welcome. I know you're relieved. You don't want to say it yourselves, so I'll say it for you. You're welcome. You know that Joe Biden shouldn't run again. He shouldn't even serve out the rest of his term. And I'm going to save you. Sister Girl will be nowhere near the ticket. She's now being a VP. She certainly won't run for president. She's gone as far as she should go. And quite frankly, you should be ashamed that she got this far. When we get back, we'll talk more about what the public is saying about Joe Biden's stupid comments.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I suppose that the plan was to show that he has stamina. I'm not sure that his staff is exactly excited about all the news he made.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Jake Tapper introducing a segment on CNN where they are discussing the screw-up by Joe Biden, where he essentially gave Russia permission to make a little excursion into Ukraine. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I look at this segment as the unintended consequences of Joe Biden being selected in the coup to replace Donald Trump as president. The members of that panel on CNN were discussing the remarks made by Biden on Russia and Ukraine, and they commented that it needed immediate cleanup from the U.S. Department of State. And you know what it makes me think about? The T-shirt that we have in our merch shop that says cleanup on aisle 46. Joe Biden can't appear publicly. Look, the objective here was, Let's let him speak as long as we can and show that he's got stamina. That's what they're talking about. But the more Joe shows his stamina, the more he puts himself out there, the more you know you're going to get
the real truth. And boy, did he screw it up. Jake Tapper asked the other pundits on the shows on that panel if Biden's speech would be content, if they were content with it, rather, where he screwed up. And so here's what a lot of these people had to say. And John King is on there. And John King, I got to tell you, I like this guy. He reminds me of Britt Hume on Fox. He's going to give you his opinion, whether you like it or not. But anyway, here's the panel discussing this, the rest of what I started. Because Jake Tapper knows there's a lot that's got to happen here to clean this up.
No, there's a lot to clean up. Come back to that in a second, especially the Russia-Ukraine stuff on the global stage. And look, one of Joe Biden's trademark, and often his friend, is his stubbornness and his fight to stay at it. So there are questions about his stamina. There are questions about, will you do a press conference? If he wanted to prove he'd stand there for 2 hours and take it, mission accomplished. To the idea that at the one-year mark, when you're struggling, when almost every political metric says you are struggling, does he walk out of there thinking he's in better standing? It'd be fascinating to see how it's interpreted around the country. The White House wanted him talking less about Washington and more about America. He spent a lot of time talking about Washington. I will say, we've covered the White House, the three of us of this, and four of us here, in the idea that the president walks into one of those things, you want to walk out feeling better? His Secretary of State sits down with the Russian foreign minister tomorrow. The President of the United States essentially said, if Russia takes a bite of the cookie in Ukraine, NATO will probably be divided. We'll have a hard time with what to do. He tried to clean it up later in the press conference, but not with clarity. Not with clarity. And again, if the question is, you know, would the president speak clearly on the big things he did on the domestic agenda? He's willing to cut up, break into pieces his domestic agenda. I think that answer on Russia is going to cause the administration grief for at least a few days.
Yeah, and Dan, I mean, he was speaking there almost like a pundit, almost like an analyst.
Mm-hmm.
When he was chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee 20 years ago, that was the kind of answer he could give. But now he's the man in charge of deterring Putin from invading.
We're already seeing the cleanup. I'm already seeing in my text exchanges with people around the president cleanup on aisle State Department going on right now. One text I got was, well, what he was probably referring to was if the incursion was non-military, if it was cyber, then there would be a different response than an actual traditional military incursion. It doesn't matter because it is going to have to be cleaned up. It's probably being cleaned up in diplomatic channels as we speak to the region, especially Ukraine, and it is going to probably be done publicly soon as well. But what you said about Joe Biden, the foreign relations chair, Joe Biden, the senator, who would just sit and talk, and you know this better than all of us, and just pontificate and ruminate about what's going on in the world, that is, at that point, the man that we saw. But when a region and one of the country's biggest foes is potentially on the brink of war, and it is his job as commander-in-chief to stop that, that wasn't the answer that his staff intended.
Hey, Joe Biden, as you said to Obama during Obamacare, this is a big effing deal. You know what cracks me up? Is clean up on aisle, what they say, clean up on aisle State Department. Clean up has been happening for the better part of a year. Clean up on aisle economy. Clean up on aisle unemployment. Clean up on aisle COVID woo flu nonsense scam. Clean up on aisle foreign relations, Iran, China, Russia. Where is there not a cleanup? This dude, please keep him with depends on. Because all I can tell you, it's a mess everywhere he goes. And now, these people, Joe Biden's known for his stubbornness, and they were talking about his stamina. But John King nailed it. How'd you leave it? Did you leave that room going, okay, great, woo, we energized America, we're all ready to go? Or did you leave that room going, this dude is a first-class moron? How are you going to negotiate with Russia where you've already said, hey, look, I know what the president said. We really didn't mean it. If you go in there now, I'm telling you right now, there'll be, woo. And Russia's going, yes, we understand. We are very aware of what you do. John King says, you want to walk out feeling better. And then what's their rationalization? Well, he was speaking like an analyst. Well, okay, what's the problem? The problem is Joe Biden still doesn't realize that he's actually theoretically running the government. You want to know why? Because he's not. Because he's not. Doesn't matter what he says. Oh, let's fix it. Let's clean up the language. What they're saying there is, let's figure out how to spin it to the public that Joe Biden isn't running the show. That's what it boils down to. They said, oh, it's going to give him grief for a few days. A few days? Come on, John. That was John King. This is going to haunt Joe Biden for whatever time remains during his residency. Do you think that China and Russia and all the other nations have went, oh my God, well, he'll clean this up and then he'll become a whole new person. He'll know how to negotiate. Do you understand now why the world wanted Trump gone? This was no localized conspiracy. Everybody needed Trump gone. The world economy doesn't move without the United States. We are the crown jewel of it. And when we know it and we act as if, because we are, when we go out there and we flaunt who we are as a country, all the other countries can do is just go, yeah, strong Jay, she's looking good. Woohoo, look at Lady Liberty. Because they need us. You know, we talk about a day without a Mexican, a day without an immigrant, a day without whatever. A day without an American. I want you to imagine that. Let the world imagine a day without America. Good luck. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Friday is spending some time meeting with mayors of big cities. This as crime continues to surge across the nation. Before that meeting, the president also addressed the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage, Biden saying it's linked to supply chain problems during the ongoing COVID pandemic.
Everything from cars to dishwashers are delayed getting to showrooms and customers, just as demand for them is up because the economy is growing.
Adults 65 and older who aren't vaccinated are nearly 50 times more likely to be hospitalized. That's according to new data from the CDC showing hospitalization rates based on vaccination status. The CDC collecting the data between November and December when most cases were likely caused by the Delta variant. USA Radio News. The Russian military is inching closer to Ukraine, and Republican members of the House and Senate are increasingly concerned about the risks of an action by President Biden. This as Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with his Russian counterpart on Friday, Blinken explaining the U.S. and its allies will meet any invasion with swift, severe, and a united response. Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, adding,
"The last thing the American people want to see is a war that undermines any of our interest in Europe. So we need to continue to provide the Ukrainians the weapons they need to defend their own country. And we need to make it clear the sanctions and other economic and financial consequences Russia will face if they invade Ukraine again."
A winter storm expected to affect millions of Americans in North and South Carolina over the weekend. The storm bringing snow, sleet, and freezing rain to areas like Myrtle Beach and Charlotte. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Howard Stern is, how did somebody put it? The official queen of the snowflakes of Vax or something like that. It was really funny. It was clever. This guy's off the rail. Wow, man. It's funny how you and look, I'm not one of these wishy-washy guys on respect. I respect Howard Stern and his ability to become, you know, a shock jock and make a lot of money. But other than that, the guy should just keep his mouth shut. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm a studied individual on politics. Why? Because I have to be. And I'll be honest with you. I don't study certain topics to the degree that I should because I'm not trying to be an expert in them. I'm only giving you my opinion in those topics. But what I'm an expert in, I'm an expert. And I'll tell you, you've heard me say it on the program before, I will debate anybody on any of the topics of which I'm an expert or claim to be an expert anytime, anywhere. And I will win. And I will let you be the decider of who wins, but I already know who's won. I'm Sun Tzu. I already have played the battle out in every scenario. I know how to win the battle. Anyway, I want to play a clip because I can't stand Don Lemon. I think he is one of the this guy shouldn't have a show. He's not qualified. He's an idiot. He has no ability to reasonably think. He's not a critical thinker. He's not a deep thinker. He's a reactionary, and he's really follows the money. That's all he does. Don Lemon is a tool. And so he looks at things that will that he believes validates his point of view. And I'm going to play you a clip, and we're going to cover a couple of segments on this because I want to show you just how idiotic leftism can be. Now, here's a scenario. Stephen A. Smith, who at times agrees with us, I call him a moderate. There are issues with where it relates to blacks where Stephen A. Smith says, look, we got to keep our heads on. And I've lauded him for that. And then there are things he said that I think are patently stupid. That's okay. It's okay. Many people fit that bill, including Trump. Trump's comments, for example, on the vaccines when he was like, hey, you need to get the vaccine. I got the vaccine. Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. The vaccines are safe. And he's spitting this out. And I'm going, that's idiotic. Donald Trump's a smart man making a stupid comment. It's like we tell our son, we say, hey, you're not a bad kid, but you did a bad thing. It's like you've probably told many people in your life, you're not a bad person, but you did a bad thing. We're all fallible, folks. We're all unworthy of the grace of God. It's okay. And it's even okay to be stupid. We've all been there. So when I talk about this, I'm not exonerating myself from it or eliminating myself from it. I just choose to try to be less stupid as I move along. That's the problem with leftists. They don't want to be less stupid. They continue down the path of stupidity. Now, here's the reason. They're fearful. So Don Lemon's all out there. Get the shot, man. Get the shot. Now, he vacations in Florida, where most people probably aren't shot. But get the shot, get the shot. He won't vacation in New York in his state. He'll go to Florida, where he puts himself at risk. And he's talking to Stephen A. Smith, ESPN news anchor, analyst, host, whatever. And Stephen A. Smith gets a virus. Omicron, the flu, the regular Wu flu, the Delta variant. I don't know, but he got it. He got sick. And here's him telling part of the story. And I'm going to stop it in places just so I can give you an ongoing analysis while I also come back to the key points I want to make. So here's the story.
Stephen, hello. Sir, we're glad you're here.
Hey. Yes, come on. How you doing, Don?
The question, I'm okay. How you doing?
I'm doing a lot better. It's been a rough few weeks, no doubt about it. You know, went through a lot, but I'm very fortunate and very, very blessed to be here. Obviously, as you and I had spoken about in the past, I was double vaccinated. I was had received the Pfizer vaccine in March. I had not been boosted. I was scheduled to get boosted, but I had an endoscopy scheduled the next day, and that got pushed back, and then all of a sudden I captured COVID, and as a result of that, everything went downhill from there, and it was a real, real rough ride, but I've been incredibly blessed to survive it, and I'm here talking to you now.
So I stop it there just to let people understand where we are. Stephen A. Smith, double vaxxed in March, scheduled to get boosted, but he couldn't because he had something else that came up and some oscopy, whatever. And then he contracted the Wu flu. And Don's like, yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, man, I'm glad you're here too. Yeah, man, yeah. You know, but anyway, that's where we are. So he is a double vaxxed person who contracted Wu flu. Now, far be it for me to tell people what to do and all that, but the vaxxed are supposedly not supposed to get this disease, am I right? But he gets it. Why? Because as we've learned, the vaccinations don't work. Now, you're going to hear the Who Shot John BS by both these guys in a second about the vaccinations, etc. But I just want to make the point. He got Wu flu, even though he was double vaxxed, and he's like, man, I barely missed my scheduled booster, which probably, what, would have saved his life? We'll play it on. Play more.
So let's talk about this. You know, before I would get into the details, listen, this is what I admire about you. No matter what it is or the controversy or whatever it is that you go through, that you talk about it and you turn whatever, even if it's a challenge, into either knowledge for other people or some sort of positive. Or thank you for doing that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm interrupting here because I want to be clear. Don Lemon has a guy on his show who's willing to say, well, you know, the Wu flu almost killed me, but I was vaccinated. And I mean, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. He's vaccinated and it saved his life, right? This is what he's ultimately going to say. Now, do you think Don Lemon's going to have anybody on his show who says, I captured the Wu flu. I got it right after I got the stupid shot. I thought this thing was going to protect me. It didn't. And, oh, by the way, I have all these other issues that came from it. No, he wants to get a high-profile person that fits his narrative. Let me ask you, do you think that there are the other stories out there, what I just described? High-profile people who nobody wants to talk to, like some of these NBA athletes who say, I can't run up and down the court now. I can't think straight anymore. My career is over. He picks an ESPN sports host, an analyst, and doesn't pick NBA guys who are coming out of the woodwork, having gotten vaccinated, young guys that have lost their careers. Anyway, let's go back real quick because he's going to give a recap of what happened. This is Stephen A. Smith of ESPN talking with Don Lemon. He's giving a recap of how much the struggle has been, et cetera, on this self-inflicted COVID, Wu flu, that he gave himself when he got the poke, or at least believe himself to be safe. And for the record, the people that get this shot, aren't they the ones that are the most diligent? Oh, wear your mask, staying away from everybody? How did Stephen A. Smith get it?
So you tested positive, I understand, in mid-December. That was mid-December. Yes. And then you said New Year's you spent in the hospital. I mean, that's a while.
Yes.
You know, so, what? I mean, how long was it? Because usually it's like 10 days.
No, it was at least 3 weeks for me. I mean, I was informed. I thought I had contracted it. The symptoms were there on the 16th. The 17th, it had gotten worse. And then by that afternoon, I was alerted that I had contracted COVID. And from that standpoint, I was still feeling under the weather for a few days, but I went on ESPN that next Tuesday just to inform the viewers that I wouldn't be back for a little while because I had contracted COVID and I was expecting to feel a little bit worse before I felt better. And then I even went on AM Christmas Day because I'm a part of NBA Countdown, and that was a very, very important day for the company. But that particular morning was when, Christmas morning, was when it really, really kicked into another level. I had the fever, I had the coughs, I had the massive headaches, but it went to another level that particular day.
All right, folks, in case you've missed it, so Stephen A. Smith has tested positive. He knows that he's had it at least 3 weeks. He started feeling it on December the 16th. He felt a bit under the weather. So he goes on to the show, his own show, that Tuesday, and lets the audience know he wouldn't be back. So he's sick. He knows he's sick. He's out and about. He's at the studio getting other people to say, oh, Kevin, he had his mask on. Well, is that mask effective? Of course not. But even with that, what did he do? He said December 25th. He went on NBA Countdown. Why? Because it's an important day. How could he not be seen on NBA 22, you know, 20, whatever, the NBA Countdown on the 25th? That's Christmas Day, baby. But what did he say? The virus had kicked into a whole other level. At this point, he knows he's sick. He's infectiously sick. They want to protect us, themselves from us. This clown's out there giving people the woo flu. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about Don Lemon and Stephen A. Smith, two vax Nazis. And Don Lemon is too stupid to realize that everything Stephen A. Smith is saying is counter to anything that he or any other mass Nazi believes. And here's where we are. The double vaxxed Stephen A. Smith, scheduled to get a booster before he goes for a surgery. This was back in March of last year. And he gets COVID. He gets the Wu flu. So Don Lemon says, I admire about you is no matter what the controversy or the challenge is, you will step into it and you'll let people know about it. And what Don Lemon doesn't finish saying is based on the narrative that I want them to know about it. See, Don Lemon should have a responsibility to point out that Stephen A. Smith was double vaxxed, but he still got it. And given that these vax Nazis tend to hang around each other, it was another vax person that probably gave it to him because they slough off more of these antibodies, these viral, you know, infections, whatever, than anybody. So then we're at the point in the interview where Stephen A. Smith says, yeah, I was battling it for 3 weeks, man. I knew I wasn't feeling good on December the 16th. Because here's what he's trying to do. He wants you to understand how long he suffered. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So Stephen A. Smith wants you to know he's suffering, folks. But on December the 16th, that next Tuesday, after he realized he was still, he was under the weather, but not bad, he went on to tell people, you know what, I'm probably not going to be on. I have contracted Wu flu. Y'all pray for me, please. And I'm not going to be on. So he goes out at the very first of his symptoms and puts everybody that he was in contact with in danger. He didn't self-quarantine. Let me tell you what, he could have called the studio and said, hey, I'm not feeling good. I'm not coming in. But he had to do it. He wanted to be in front of the camera to tell his people. Because he's a star. How would they take it? How would the audience take it if Stephen A. Smith didn't show up that following whatever Tuesday, maybe it was on a Monday that he found out. But the following Tuesday, if he didn't show up in person and say, well, who knows what would have happened? People would have committed suicide. It would have been crazy up in there. But it got worse. 9 days after the virus has been incubating in him, he's feeling like crap. This is his own self-described, man. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. But he knew at this point it had kicked into another level. That's a quote. On Christmas Day, he had a very important thing he had to do because nobody else could do it. It was NBA Countdown, man. That's important for the network. People want Stephen A. Smith. So he goes in. Completely infectious. I don't know whether he got a driver. They took him out. He went through the security thing to get into the studio. I've been to CNN studios. He went up into the elevator. He buzzed himself in. He walked past whatever number of people. Oh, he had his mask on, Kevin. And he went and did his job. And there were camera crew there. There were. I know who's all in the studio. Been there, done that. But it was important. And we pick up there, folks, where Don Lemon and Stephen A. Smith, mask Nazis, vax Nazis, are telling us his harrowing story.
And from that standpoint, over the next week, week and a half or so, it was pure hell. And then on New Year's Eve, I had already went to the hospital once, and then I went and checked myself into the hospital for 2 days where they monitor you and what have you and make sure that you're hydrated. They check your blood levels and make sure that, you know, you're okay at least to some degree. But they made sure to explain that you were just going to have to endure and have to go through it. This was the process of COVID. Come New Year's Eve, I knew it was significantly worse than that because I was really laboring with my breathing. The cough had gotten excessively worse. I'd already been told that I had pneumonia in both lungs. And the doctor in the emergency room came up to me and they brought me back, back into the back room. And they said, in all likelihood, had you not been vaccinated based on what we're seeing with your liver and your lungs, you may have been gone.
Yeah. Or you may not have. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who listen, I interrupt this special announcement to bring sanity to the discussion. Oh, I had a week of hell. New Year's Eve, I'd already gone to the hospital once that I went, and I checked myself back in for 2 days where they do the monitoring and all that stuff. And the doctor just said, hey, you're just going to have to endure it. You got to go through it. You ever had a flu? You ever had a vicious flu? Because I'm going to tell you, I've had some kick butt flus. You know what I had to do? I had to endure it. I had the Wu flu. I had it for 3 weeks. I told you guys, I fought it like a flu because I did not think I had it. And the last week when they verified I had it, it kicked my butt. But it kicked my butt. You want to know why? Because I kept trying to break my fever. I could have ridden it out. That's what many of my friends who had terrible experiences with Wu flu said, man, it was just, you had to ride it out. It was horrible. Those fluctuations in temperature and stuff and the fuzziness that we just had one, my fundraiser. She just had it. Young girl. And she was, but get this, she was sick for 4 days. So anyway, long story short, yeah, you're going to have to ride it out. You have to ride out the flu. And let me tell you something. Some people don't ride out the flu. And some of them didn't ride out the Wu flu. Some of them thought they had the Wu flu and were riding out the flu and they died. But you don't see those numbers. And of course, the vax Nazis aren't going to tell you that. I've given plenty of proof. I said it is miraculous the number of children who generally will die from a cold, which is around 100. And then the year before it was 100, I'm sorry, from the flu. And then a year before it was, the last year was 195 in 2019. And then the year of Wu flu, one death of a child from the flu. One. Go look it up. So 195 of the 1,015 deaths that supposedly children who've died from Wu flu within a year were probably flu. At least 194. They jacked with the stats. Anyway, let me go back to what this knucklehead was saying. He was laboring with his breathing. His cough got worse. Pneumonia in both lungs. And the statement that he got that got me was, if he had been unvaccinated, you might have died. The doctor didn't say you would have died. Because that would have been a doctor who's telling you a lie. He has no more knowledge of whether you would have died or not would have died than the man in the moon. You might as well act as the next Uber driver if you would have died. But the vax Nazis would, oh, the vaccination saved my life. No, folks. The vaccination is part of the reason this clown got the doggone Wu flu. He got it. He thought he was good to go. He's walking around. He's interfacing with other people who are vaxxed, because that's what these vax Nazis do. The ones who want you to get it. Oh, I had people who told me, Kevin, my family says I can't come around them unless I'm vaxxed. Friends, Holly weirdos. Oh, let's not let anybody that's not vaxxed into our things. If you can't work on our stuff, if you're not vaxxed, vax. So they're all hanging around each other, and funny that they're the ones occupying the hospitals and blaming us. It's the unvaccinated spreading the disease. It's the unvaccinated spreading the disease. Liars. So anyway, here's the rest of this clip.
So from that perspective, from that moment, they put me on antibiotics, put me on steroids. I had also already gotten the monoclonal antibodies as well, because you hear about that and how effective that could potentially be. But that's only with the Delta variant, not necessarily with the Omicron variant.
Well,
and so all of those things were things that I was learning, and I just had to get through it. And fortunate through the grace of God, and obviously those wonderful doctors who helped me, I got through it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. See, I listen to nuance. I don't think about the other stuff. God gifted me with a mind that says, no, don't fall for the stuff. Listen closely, Kevin. So what they do? Well, I'll give you a second to think about that. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. They gave me a Z-Pak. Same thing they did with him. They gave him an antibiotic. Why? To clear up his lungs and get rid of all that other stuff. Antibiotic. They could have given him ivermectin. Would have had the same result. It's killing a bug. The virus is going to do what it does. It has to ride its course. But here's what I want you to understand what didn't happen. Here's the key to this whole thing I've been talking about for the last 20 minutes. Did they give him a shot? Did they give him a Wu flu vaccine of something that was going to solve it all? You know the answer.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.